Next, we have our first feature. Richard Matthew writes and reads his regular history piece. This month he talks about Pockthorpe and the battle for Masshold Heath. Now, this story is one of a David and Goliath situation, a battle between the semi-literate labourers of Pockthorpe and the Norwich City authorities.
In the 17th and 18th centuries, Masshold Heath was a huge open expanse of some 20,000 acres, which stretched out as far as South Walsham and the Broads. By 1800, this had been reduced to some 184 acres on the heights immediately above the hamlet of Pockthorpe, which was just outside the city wall on the northeast side. The conflict arose because, from the 13th century, Pockthorpe was not part of the city of Norwich, but was in the jurisdiction of the Bishop and Prior of Norwich. A malefactor had only to escape through Pockthorpe Gate to be safe from arrest by the city authorities, creating a refuge for vagrants and petty criminals. Pockthorpe had a reputation, well-deserved or not, for physical brutality and violence, drunkenness, criminality and irreligion. In the 18th century, it was a centre for smugglers moving goods from the coast into the city, and Pockthorpe poaching gangs kept city butchers supplied with game. The heath was also a traditional camping ground for gypsies and hawkers. Over the centuries, the bishop and prior gave up their control of the heath, and in 1844, the inhabitants of Pockthorpe set up their own management body, the Pockthorpe Committee, to control access to the heath, and they soon came to believe that they had a legal title to the heath. During the 18th and early 19th centuries, the majority of inhabitants of Pockthorpe worked as handloom weavers, an industry that was in decline due to competition from the modern steam-powered mills of Yorkshire. And for centuries, sand, gravel and stone had also been quarried on the heath. And in the mid-19th century, brickmaking began and expanded rapidly in step with the enormous growth of suburban terraced housing in Norwich. But in the 19th century, there was also a growing movement in many towns and cities to create public parks, partly to alleviate the crowded and insanitary conditions and to counter what was seen as a threat to political stability. In 1857, the Norwich Town Council first discussed the idea of transforming the upland area of Masshold Heath into a people's park, which would restrict unlawful activities on the heath while transforming it into an area of civilised leisure. The heath was also increasingly popular among the middle and upper classes of Norwich for walking, horse riding and taking the air. It had also become a favourite subject for painters of the Norwich School. Pockthorpe had long asserted its independence from the city by electing a mock mayor with a parody of the mayoral procession with its own snapdragon, and the public park scheme met fierce and well-organised opposition from the inhabitants, many of whom relied on the heath for their livelihood and believed that the heath belonged to them. The city's scheme for a public park lapsed until, in 1880, the ownership of the heath was finally transferred from the church authorities to the city, who then appointed a ranger to enforce its control of the heath. The response of Pockthorpe was speedy and spectacular. On the 26th of April, 1881, a huge force of men, women and children went onto the heath, physically prevented corporation and brickmakers' carters from working, and sustained their campaign into June, the crowds being estimated to number up to 350 people. The city prosecuted the ringleaders, and in the court, the men of Pockthorpe said that they were defending their own property. Letters in the local press even invoked the memory of Kett's rebellion against enclosures 300 years earlier. The leaders were given a hero's welcome on release from prison with a procession through the city. The city had tried for many years to use legal means to gain control of the heath, but the Popthorpe Committee, consisting mainly of labourers, proved to be more than a match for them, establishing a defence fund and engaging solicitors. They also had the support of the local MP, J.H. Tillett, and his newspaper, the Eastern Weekly News, which described the conflict as being between, quote, the strong and the weak, the rich and the poor, unquote. In 1885, the Pockthorpe residents finally lost their battle when, after 25 years, the conflict was resolved by hearing in the Chancery Court. A controlling body of 12 conservators was created and a landscaping scheme established. Bylaws were passed to ban all antisocial behaviour such as playing quoits, brawling, indecent language, and even the drying of clothes and the beating of carpets. After the enclosure, the heath proved to be very popular for recreation, cricket, etc. Today, it is a thickly wooded area, popular among walkers and still managed by the conservators. There is also a voluntary group, the Mousehole Defenders, whose mission is to resist encroachment onto the heath. The people of Pockthorpe today no doubt use the heath for leisure purposes, just like the other citizens of Norwich.